Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 7, verses 14 through 24. And in our previous devotion, we saw that Jesus had traveled to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tents. Now, the Feast of Tents was a week-long celebration. Jesus arrives about halfway through that celebration, and we'll pick up in verse 14. When the festival was already half over, Jesus went up into the temple and he began to teach. So this begins his temple discourse, a long section of Jesus teaching in the temple. And it stretches in our Bibles from here all the way through chapter 8, verse 59. Now, it would have taken Jesus a number of days, perhaps 3 days, to get through this teaching. It'll take us a little longer in our daily devotions. Look at verse 15. Then the Jews were amazed and said, "How is this man so learned, since he hasn't been trained?" Jesus had no official human certification. He didn't have a college degree. He didn't seek some official status from the Pharisees. Yet he spoke with authority, and they recognized that. In fact, they even had this grudging admiration. But remember, these are people who want to kill Jesus. Look at 16. Jesus answered them, "My teaching isn't mine, but is from the one who sent me." Jesus' teaching had authority because it came from God. And the same thing can be true today. When we speak the words of God, when we teach from the Bible, we speak with authority. Verse 17, "If anyone wants to do his will," these are the words of Christ, "if anyone wants to do his will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own." So Jesus tells his listeners, God's truth is not something that can just be considered, that can be dissected. We must receive God's word with a commitment to embrace it, to follow it, and to obey it. And when we receive it that way, we will know that it is God's word. Verse 18, "The one who speaks on his own seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of the one who is sent him is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him." So, of course, we understand the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. We know that Jesus is God, but in his function as God in the flesh, in his function as the Messiah on the earth, his highest priority was to honor the Father, and he did so with his teaching. Verse 19, "Didn't Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" Now, these Jewish leaders prided themselves in keeping the law. They were more focused on keeping the law they had created, the law about the law, than they were committed to keeping God's law, but they still took great pride in that. But Jesus says, you don't keep the law. And what's his proof? Well, his proof is clear. You want to kill me. The law says murder is wrong, yet you are trying to kill me while at the same time saying you're committed to God's law. Verse 20, "You have a demon," the crowd responded. "Who is trying to kill you?" Now, the crowd apparently was not fully aware what the religious leaders were seeking to do. They didn't understand that the religious leaders were trying to kill Jesus. But the crowd is not innocent. In their ignorance, they sinned against the Lord by saying that he must have a demon. Verse 21, Jesus is going to reply, "I performed one work, and you are all amazed," Jesus answered. Now, the one work Jesus is referring to is the healing he performed on the Sabbath. We studied that back in John chapter 5, the first few verses. And that's the event that has stirred up so much trouble. Look at verse 21. I'm sorry, verse 22. "This is why Moses has given you circumcision. Not that it comes from Moses, but it comes from the Father. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath." And so, when a baby was born, a Jewish boy was born, they circumcised him on the eighth day. Well, what if the eighth day fell on a Sabbath? Well, they still did it, even though that was work and they weren't to work on the Sabbath. They still circumcised on the Sabbath. And Jesus brings that up. Verse 23, if a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses won't be broken, are you angry at me because I made a man entirely well on the Sabbath? Now, I love this argument. They would circumcise on the Sabbath. And Jesus is, as I said, pointing that out. But the whole point here is that while the religious leaders allowed certain exceptions on the Sabbath for the Sabbath laws when it made sense, they didn't allow Jesus to do that. And they didn't allow mercy to be shown on the Sabbath. So Jesus declares here that that's absurd. And he declares that he is the Lord of the Sabbath and that he is superior to Moses. And that would have lit the Pharisees on fire. Verse 24, Jesus says, stop judging according to outward appearances. Rather, judge according to righteous judgment. The Pharisees were just interested in the outward form of religion. Jesus is saying that it's better, it is the letter of the law and the righteous heart of God that that form our worship. Now, before we wrap up today, I want to give you another praise prompt. Today, praise the Lord for his beauty, for his beauty. Now, I know God is spirit, and so beauty, when it's used of the Lord, is not the same, perhaps, as beauty when it's used to refer to a person or a scene that we might experience here. But beauty means that something is so perfect that it cannot be improved either by adding something or by removing something. And that certainly describes the Lord. We should praise the Lord for his beauty. Two verses come to mind. Psalm 27:4. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple. And then I think of Psalm 50, the first two verses. The mighty one, God, the Lord speaks. He summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. From Zion, the perfection of beauty, God appears in radiance. Take a moment today and pray a prayer of praise for God's beauty. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like or subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.